Hello.
Welcome to the end of the year 2020 wrap up. The last time we will have to think about 2020 episode of Retweet This.
Yay. I'm so glad this year is coming to a close. I know that our problems aren't necessarily coming to a close, but it feels
there's something about better. There's something about in my mind. It's like a clean slate. And I know it's not like everything that's wrong is still going to exist, but it's a clean slate.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it can't be, I shouldn't say it can't be worse. That's deducing everything.
Do not say that.
Hoping it's not worse.
If you can't tell, this is another special holiday edition. It's not coming out on a Monday. We're not starting at our same intro, whatever. We'll be back to normal with our next episode, but like we said a couple weeks ago, we're doing some fun holiday stuff this time. So this is our New Year's Eve episode.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a couple of things. I guess we'll probably talk a little bit about what we got up to in 2020 a little bit. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about our favorite memes from Twitter and TikTok from the year. This is not all of them.
No.
This is the few that we thought of. So we'll talk about those. And then at the end, we will announce our official 2021 motto for the pod. Yes.
Drum roll for that moment coming up at the end. Stay tuned. So first of all, what were your, like personally, not on Twitter, but what were your defining moments of 2020? Like they can be bad things, they can be good things, they can be things you're excited about. Like what stands out to you about 2020?
Well, January, I think some of my standout moments are with you.
Mm-hmm.
But January, we went and saw Hank and John live in Atlanta.
Yes.
And we got and on the our questions. Yeah. Our questions were on the pods. That was like kicked off the year really well. And we sang Auld Lang Syne with John.
Yes, I cried at that.
That was so good. And then we saw a musical together in February. We saw Waitress, which was a fun moment. We both turned 24 in January. After February, things got a lot worse.
Easy. Yeah.
But some of the positives were that I got to see you a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And Brent, my husband, graduated the first half of his helicopter school stuff, which was exciting. And we got the, I guess, notification from his job that we are going to Colorado next year for 5 years, which is exciting.
That's a long time.
And I got started a new job on TikTok. So that's been really cool.
Those are all good things.
Yeah.
My year started super strong. January, like you said, we were on the podcast. February, I went to London and Scotland and Edinburgh, which I was super excited about. It was a like bucket list trip. I was with a bunch of Jonas Brothers fan friends. We went to like 3 stops on their tour in the UK. It was so much fun. So I'm glad I got to do that when I did. We went to go see Waitress before everything shut down too. And then March, everything hit. At the end of February, my roommate moved to Virginia and I moved home with my parents for what was supposed to be till the end of the semester when things at work and school calmed down a little bit. And then I was supposed to find a new job and new housing in the summer. And clearly that didn't happen. So that's still in the works. But some more positives. Hank's book came out in July. That was really good. That was a fun summer highlight. I know a lot of people got tired of Hamilton this summer, but that was on Disney Plus. Taylor Swift dropped 2 albums, which was a big highlight in my sad little quarantine life. And yeah, now I'm on break from work right now and from school, which is lovely. If everything goes to plan, knock on wood, this time next year, I will be a master.
So our year started pretty well, declined, but good moments for both of us in the midst. So that's good. It could have been a lot worse.
Definitely. So what about Twitter? Or do we want to start going through 2020 as through Twitter's eyes?
Sure.
Or through our eyes on Twitter?
Yes. So first, this meme got a lot of mileage from the two of us.
Oh, absolutely.
It was the smooth brain, wrinkle brain reaction image that then it kind of started. It was just a thing people said, like, oh, smooth brain. Like it was just like a known thing on Twitter.
Yes. On the left side, it said, it looks like a tongue, a shiny tongue. It says smooth, no wrinkles, cute, can't think equals no sad. And the other side is a brain and it says bumpy, weird, gross wrinkles, ugly, thinks equals sad.
Yeah, it's true. And we love it.
And I am becoming more smooth brain by the minute.
Yeah, same. 2020 has really smoothed our brains.
The next tweet is from October. It's from Ranting Owl on Twitter. And it says, my friend sent me a video of a fly gliding onto Pence's head, singing that Fleetwood Mac song and carrying a bottle of ocean spray. And it's going to be really complicated explaining to the aliens why this stuff is so funny.
This is a whole cornucopia of memes that had happened.
When we were talking about like iconic internet moments of 2020, like before we planned this episode or whatever, I forgot about the Fleetwood Mac ocean spray guy. He was like a highlight, like a positive. And I also forgot about the fly, which I always remember the fly when I think about debates, but I don't sit here thinking about debates anymore. So this is just a nice little bringing it all back to my mind.
Yeah, I love a good combo tweet. The next one is, you know who this person is, Rachel Zegler? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, she's a musician. She's a singer, actress. She'll be big on Broadway once Broadway comes back, I promise.
Yeah. She tweeted, let's see, November 16th, and it says, I didn't cry today. And then it's that this claim is disputed by official sources.
That was such a good meme as that was going around, as every claim was being disputed by official sources. People would be like, I'm feeling so mentally stable today. This claim is disputed. Apparently there are some phones, like some Androids, that can't read that text. And so some people were really frustrated by, they would just see like a tweet and then a whole bunch of boxes underneath it.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize that was a thing until someone pointed it out to me. And I was like, oh.
It's crazy that January, this has been like the first debates, the primaries, like all of it has happened this year. It feels like Iowa was this year.
The Iowa caucuses were this year. Like I was following the primaries so freaking closely until everything shut down. Like from the moment candidates started announcing they were running in 2019, I was following it so closely. And then the lockdown, like the pandemic started, and that kind of took over my mind. But the fact that that was still, like everybody was still in the race in January, and like Pete won Iowa and it was like all contested, whether it was him or Bernie, and like all kinds of things. And like that was this year.
Yeah. And we all just kept saying, please don't make me vote for Joe Biden. And then
that meme of the girl on TikTok shaking her pills going, please.
Yes.
Yes.
And that feels like it was 2005. This year has been so long. Oh, the next one. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda biting his lip.
If you're on TikTok, this really doesn't need any explaining, but I feel like it was on Twitter a little bit too. Right, this summer when Hamilton came to Disney Plus, which I know Hamilton, there's a lot of very valid critiques of Hamilton, but this Hamilton Lin-Manuel Miranda lip bite almost became like the Rickroll of summer 2020 on TikTok. You'd just be watching a TikTok and all of a sudden he would just appear.
Yeah. Very odd. And at that point I hadn't seen Hamilton, so it was very odd for me. This next one, this was such a good meme thing that went around, was the nature is healing, we are the virus. Yes. And this was just a bunch of lime scooters in a river.
So it started with a river, like a canal, so in Venice or something, like the canals, and someone was like, wow, look at all of the fish and the fresh water, nature is healing, we are the virus. And people were like, that's dumb. And so they started spinning it however they wanted.
Piles of random stuff be like, this appeared, nature is healing, we are the virus. Like,
yep.
Oh, okay. The next one is, there's a few of these scattered throughout. It's Bernie Sanders. I'm once again asking for your financial support.
this is a reason before we started.
This one just came out today.
It says Bernie on the campaign trail. I am once again asking you for your financial support. Bernie in the Senate. I am once again fighting for your financial stability. I feel like if you didn't start appreciating Bernie and AOC a little bit more during this pandemic, like you didn't pay attention.
We also have included a few segments down is the edited gun onto his hand. I am no longer asking.
No,
World War III memes happened this year.
That was all the way back in January, like right at New Year's. This tweet is from January 3rd, so almost a full year ago.
Yeah, and this one is Mike Wazowski, and it's me laughing at World War III memes, and it's Laugh Floor Comedy Club, and then it's the meme version of him with a military hat on, me when I actually get drafted.
You gotta like look at the show notes for this episode especially, because it's not gonna make any sense, because if you say the meme version of Mike Wazowski with a military hat on, if you're not looking at it, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Do you want to explain the next one?
Sure. So back before I actually worked for Hank, I was trying to scam for a job. So I would, when his book came out, I would tweet like meme promos for him that he retweeted like several of them, because, you know, I was trying to show him that I could actually do cool tweets, which that's debatable about if this is a cool tweet. But It says, it's fairy themed. It says, flutter over to pre-order a beautifully foolish endeavor now. They're flying off the shelves. We are fairy excited for July 7th. And it's the meme. This was so big on Twitter. Was like, your fave, you edit, like you put two pictures side by side. One is your favorite, like whoever you stan, and the other one is fairy wings to make it look like they have wings. And I don't know why that was such a big thing. It started on K-pop Twitter. I don't know. I don't know why, but it was a big deal.
I saw one of these just the other day. I think it was Taylor Swift, and they put fairy wings on her, and I was like, it's still alive. It's still kicking.
Oh, geez. We both have one of these in the notes. It's the K-pop legs.
Speaking of great memes from K-pop Twitter, there was a period this summer, or this spring, this is in May, where you would edit of K-pop, like someone from a K-pop girl group, you would edit their legs onto your fave's torso, or like tweet so the pictures would align with each other. And so Peyton put Hank and John doing a live show dancing with K-pop legs. And it's lovely.
I just remember that this was, he retweeted it from the Dear Hank and John Twitter, and people were like, what? It's like a stan meme.
I don't remember even that getting retweeted. I've forgotten everything that happened this year.
I wish I could forget. I cannot. Ew, this one's so bad.
So I did one too. We'll put it in the show notes. It might not be in order, but I also made one that was Hank. The original K-pop legs was someone lying down and like kicking their feet up in these same boots. And so I made one that was Hank with those legs, like lying down, except he's like propped up against a kitchen counter or something, or a bat. I don't even remember the context, but I found this image in some like really old video from some YouTuber's collab with him. And so I, with Peyton's help, got it cropped just right. And I was like, I'm gonna tweet it. And Hank retweeted it.
It looks so accurate. It's very well aligned.
Tweet of the year, large boulder Woo! The size of a small boulder. So there was a sheriff's department, San Miguel Sheriff. I don't know where that is even. But it says, large boulder the size of a small boulder is completely blocking eastbound lane highway, blah, 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 blah. Is it a large boulder or is it a small boulder? Large boulder the size of a small boulder. That was the best tweet of the year, and I still stand by it. Speaking of law enforcement accounts, have you seen the argument going back and forth between the National Police Association and furries right now?
Yes, actually I have.
We should include, I don't even know if we should include that, but it's making me laugh because they're blocking everyone they think might be a furry. And Thomas Sanders got blocked by
that. That's how I saw it.
But then I saw Taylor Lauren's tweet, like, reporting on it because she follows all the, like, social media news and she shares it and stuff because it's, like, her job. She's a journalist. Mm-hmm. It's just the National Police Association is publicly warring with furries. Oh,
that is, yeah, of course. That's how we end the year. Next is a series of memes that I think might be my most remembered and favorite memes of the year. And this is, everyone was talking about how these were not the best memes of the year, that if you said these were your favorite, you're like disturbed because they're not that funny, but they really are that funny to me.
I think they're hilarious.
It's, we have four here, but it's the Gossip Girl, Go Piss Girl meme.
So the idea was the first picture says a statement, and then the second picture responds by rearranging the letters of Gossip Girl. But then eventually it twisted to where it didn't even have to be the letters of Gossip Girl, as long as it was in the same format. So this one says, I have to pee, go piss girl.
The next one is, my cop's a boyfriend. It says pig.
You mean my boyfriend's a cop?
Both.
My cop's a boyfriend. Pig? Was 30 to 50 feral hogs this year or last year?
Gosh, I think it was last year.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It could have been this year. This year is so long. I think it was 2019.
I have a meme saved to my phone, and it's like all the cops in riot gear at one of the protests this summer. And it says 30 to 50 feral cops.
Oh, my God.
Or feral pigs. Feral hogs.
We cannot get through any of these. This next Gossip Girl one just says, I texted him again, and it says, girl.
Fat moon. We all have a friend we've had to stop like that.
Yeah.
The next one says, do you have any fours? Go fish, girl.
That's when I started getting off track, that they added an F into it. Like, they just, at that the point, F it was a free-for-all. Yeah, it was a free-for-all.
It just went downhill from there. But these were some of my favorites. Oh my god, the next one is us from February when we went to Auburn to go see Waitress, and we took a picture with the Auburn sign, except it looks like I'm your mom and you're my daughter and we're touring college.
This is literally, this photo is how the clown college thing started for us, like with the podcast and stuff, is that Emily looks like my mom, I'm her daughter, and Hank is the dean of the college. So I also have a version of this that I edited Hank's face between us and put a clown nose on him. But yeah. I don't know.
We scratched out Auburn University and put Clown College over the sign, and then Peyton put the clown noses on, and it just accelerated from there. I miss my hair there, though. I want to get my hair done like that again. It's cute.
Yeah, it looks cute short. But yeah, I look about 2 feet, and it's because I'm behind her, but I look about 2 feet shorter than her.
The problem is, for us to take a selfie and have any element of the background visible, I have to hold the phone. But then you like tuck yourself behind me to like shrink down and like stand back or something. I don't know. But then I look 7 feet taller than you.
Right. It's like I'm trying to show whatever's behind us.
Yeah. And so you're trying to like not be in the way.
At that point, I look very small behind her.
And then also I have like a giant mom purse on my shoulder in this picture. And like something about your face just looks really young there. Oh, and so now we have no thought head empty.
Yeah. You use these a lot. I see you. It's no thoughts head empty, and then it was edited to say angry thoughts head violent.
Except I don't know. I love how poorly the edit is done. I also have another version of this that's many thoughts head full, I think, and the picture's edited to make the head like really balloon sized and distorted.
Yeah.
They're all in a row in my memes folder.
I don't know why. The things that happen on Stan Twitter, there's no rhyme or reason for it. That's why, that's partially it's because we're chaotic, but partially this episode is chaotic because it just is. Like, the memes are. We can't help it. The next one feels 7 years ago.
This was only like April.
Isn't that bizarre? This was like a couple months after the show, and I was, you know, tweeting Hank already, like religiously at this point. And someone, I replied to him like sassily, and someone thought I was like being mean for real, and they got really mad. Like, a few people got really upset, and one guy started being like mean to me. It was like, you need to apologize to Hank, this is ridiculous, like was really mad. So I was like, oh Hank, sorry. I was kidding, like, I, you know,
like, I'm more, like, pretty sure he knows I'm being sarcastic, like,
yeah. And so he replied and said, yes, Peyton and I are at this point basically friends, though we've only met in real life once. We know each other's Twitter styles well enough to joke in particular ways that are not necessarily easy to understand from the outside. First of all, why did he come to my defense like that? It made me cry.
Man is nice to Peyton. Peyton, cry.
Literally anyone is like an ounce nice to me, cries.
40-year-old man in Montana.
40-year-old in Montana calls us basically friends. So I edited it onto the Ron Swanson, no worry, I have a permit meme, so that when people think I'm being mean to Hank, I will send them this.
Incredible. And then finally, we have Sue Sylvester, which is very recent, and I love it so much. And I think the original one was, I'm going to create an environment that is so toxic. But it's been edited a half dozen times, and I think we used this one in an episode before, but it's, I'm going to create a meatball that is so spicy, and she has a mustache.
The mustache and the chef hat.
I like the spicy.
Yes, me too. I love anything that looks like a Snapchat edit is right up my alley. That's exactly what I like.
Yep. Zero effort, but make it evident that there was zero effort.
Right.
I could do better if I wanted to, but I choose... Like, this is beneath my time.
Right. I want a lot of thought behind the what it is, like the joke. I want the execution to be extremely poor.
That's A for exactly... effort, C minus for execution.
Yes. Speaking of, the next one was made by Nate. And it's the draw 25 Uno cards was this year. But it says, notice Peyton or draw 25. And it says Justin McElroy. And it's, you know, the guy holding 25 Uno cards.
At this point, are you more determined to get Justin or Travis?
Either. Both. It doesn't matter. Any of them. Literally, Griffin. Whoever will give me attention.
Poor Griffin is so left out.
I feel like Travis, I feel like I have more of a chance of Travis interacting with me because he would feel bad for me.
He's too nice.
It's funny to me that one time, literally me being annoying and Hank like assists me in it and tags him.
Yep.
Like, thank you,
science. Or you were like, I want him to slap me with my big meaty paw. And Hank's like, we're mutual, so I'm going to respond to this.
Right. And then he just ignored it.
Still ignored.
He was like, Hank and his little TikTok friend, I'm ignoring. Our next segment, TikTok memes, which this is just a few of the really big ones. I have some.
I have to tell you, I was going to go look at the thread on my phone. And so I searched Peyton in the search bar. And the first one that came up was you. And the second one was Peyton, is it real?
Ridiculous.
Funny.
These next ones, I don't think we even necessarily have to show the TikTok. It's more about what they're about.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Debbie Ryan, but I included this one of a dog looking like they're doing the Debbie Ryan faces. So watch that. It's very cute. I remember you tweeting about this disturbed and upset.
Oh, the cake?
Yes, about this trend.
Yeah, so it was a trend where I'd seen it before, but it was started getting really popular, and it was where they would make things that were looked like real objects, but they were actually cakes. So it'd be like a bottle of shampoo, or it'd be like a piece of pizza. This one is a chicken wing and an egg, but then they cut it open and it's cake. And it was funny. And then it just got annoying, but now it's funny again because I haven't seen it in a long time. But then they started making things that were like, looked like a cake, but were actually like foam inside. And I was like, what?
Yeah, it was very cursed. And they would do it like to their arm, and it was actually cake. Like, it got so disturbed.
Yep.
That was a huge thing for a while. And then we would all joke, like, are you cake? Is this cake?
Am I
cake? Like, everything. Right.
Is 2020 cake? 2020 is a cake.
I wish.
I think one of the very last episodes of Delete This was about the cake meme. It was like, cancel culture is a cake.
Don't talk about it.
I'm going to talk about it until they bring it back. I want them to review the freaking Zillow listings again.
Yeah, that was fun. This next one is, I ain't never seen two pretty best friends.
Always one of them gotta be ugly.
I tried to, did Hank do this? I tried to get him to. I don't think he ever did.
I don't think he did. Someone tagged him in a comment, or like asked him a comment one time, and he was like, everybody's pretty. And I'm like, all right, Mr. Wholesome.
Yeah. He never listens to me. Hires a TikTok elephant for what? To ignore.
To pay you.
Right. That's fine. Ignore me if you want. I don't care.
But the two pretty best friends meme went really far. And it was like, it would be a parent yelling at a student or yelling at their child, and they'd be like, you're in so much trouble, you're grounded, I can't believe, blah, blah, blah. You know, I've never seen two pretty best friends, always one of them gotta be ugly. Like,
it was the Rickroll of this fall.
Yep. TikTok is really good at the Rickroll format.
Yes.
Lin-Manuel and it's Miranda always good. The two pretty best friends. There was another one recently that has become the Rickroll, and I don't even remember what it is.
Yeah, there's always new ones. It's good. Like, I like them because they're so short. So it's not like you get through a long video and it's a Rickroll. Because it's not irritating. It's funny.
And then we have Davinci.
Davinci. I included Hank's because Oren was very cute in it.
Oren is the cutest.
But yeah, Davinci. The Davinci twins.
Who painted the Mona Lisa? Davinci? Davinci? And they're like, oh...
they milked that for all it was worth. I don't blame them.
But they're kept still trying on TikTok to redo being it. Dumb.
Oh, so tragic.
Oh my god, what is this next one?
Oh my gosh, it's the Pop Cat. That...
I love the Pop Cat. Have you played with the filter on TikTok that makes you the Pop Cat?
No, I haven't.
There's one that makes your mouth do that. And if I don't think it actually makes a pop sound, but you can make the pop sound with your lips and it makes you the Pop Cat.
Aw, I need to do it. This TikTok specifically made me laugh when I was looking for them. That it's like a reality show and she's yelling. It's usually the cat that looks like shocked mm-hmm. in the chair, like at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pop cat this time and it pops at her and it's really cute.
I've met one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I couldn't tell you which one.
Yeah, I've never watched that. I don't
have I was cable. On TV because I was doing a thing and I met her.
Oh, wow. She's famous.
It was like 7 years ago and I'll still talk about it.
Phil's thick fame.
Feels thick fame. Two C's.
On the theme of cats, the next one is Vibin' Cat.
Mm, I love the vibe.
I don't know why this was everywhere on TikTok, and I don't know why, but it's cute.
He's like a green screen version now. Like, you can get just his little silhouette and just put it on top of any video.
Yeah.
And he's just vibing.
And it kind of looks like a vibe. It kind of looks like it needs to puke.
That's how all my vibes are. It's nervous enough that I need to puke.
Butter dog! Our final one. Butter dog.
Oh my god, that butter dog got a hammer!
Butter dog. The dog with the butter on him.
Butter dog.
It's so good. There's so many. I never did butter dog with the boys. Oh, I really missed out. Oh, I wrote down some honorable mentions that I didn't include, but that I thought of. We have It's Corona Time. We have Karen. It was the year of Karen.
Oh, yes. I have a great Karen meme that's an American Girl doll Karen, and it's great.
I have 12-foot tall skeleton from Home Depot.
This was the skeleton's year, but only since, like, September.
Right. We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
I have never heard her sound like that. What was going on?
I have no idea.
I mean, go off, I guess.
I did appreciate that she's just in her, like, workout outfit. They're like, we need a genuine reaction right now. And she's like, okay.
She's like, I just got done running. I'm tired. We did it, Joe.
My voice would sound like that, too, if you got me after a run. Not going to lie.
The next one I have on my honorable mentions is Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Yes. Okay. I was listening to a podcast, and they said pick the most embarrassing Rudy Giuliani moment. I don't know how closely you followed his scandals and such, but would you choose him melting and his hair dye melting down his face, Four Seasons Total Landscaping, or him farting multiple times in that hearing?
I think the hair dye one's the worst.
I feel like Four Seasons Total Landscaping is the worst, but the hair dye is really bad.
I don't think the Four Seasons one was him. Like, he was there, but it wasn't his fault. The hair dye one, that's his fault.
That one was pretty bad. Yeah. There was another one that was mentioned, but it wasn't as funny.
Dang. Oh, and Tiger King. I never watched it. It hits literally too close to home. I'm scared to watch it.
It's funny because that doesn't feel like this year either. Like, that was like early, early lockdown. People were watching it in their like first week of quarantine or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it and talking about it with people. But looking back, I'm like, this was gross. Why did we find this to be like entertainment?
It was like Tiger King, Animal Crossing, whipped coffee time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird how we like instead of months, it's periods of what we were doing during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was during Animal Crossing and whipped coffee.
And then right after that came making fun of millennials on TikTok.
Yes. This summer. The only things I really remember from this summer is Hamilton, Hank's book.
Because Hank's book took a lot of brain energy.
Yeah, it really did. I sped read that thing so fast because I wanted to write my little review before everyone got their books.
I know. And then we tried to mail it back and forth, but they were like, it was a weekend. It was like the holiday weekend. And they were like, because it's 4th of July. And they're like, yeah, it's going to be like $40 to ship it. And I'm like,
Right. It was like, it's going to be $40 to ship and you'll get it one day before you're supposed to get it.
And I was like, no.
And Emily absolutely considered it.
I did absolutely consider it because I wanted to read it so damn bad.
To close our episode, we are going to announce our official 2021 motto that we come up with. We came up with it earlier.
Should we read some of the back and forth of determining this motto though?
Sure.
Like where we started? Because yes. Y'all heard us a couple of weeks ago discussing motto ideas. And I think the one we liked best from that time was 2020 wonk, let's goes. But right. It's just a lot. It's hard to say like one and honk. You'd be like wonk and go and goose is like go. So this is a honk shout out. Congrats. We have 2021, like the past tense of when we beat 2020. Mm-hmm. 2020 fun. We had none last year.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we had as of last week. Today I said 2020 gun. Oh, shoot.
So maybe not, but it was funny because I live in Redneck'sville and it's the night before New Year's Eve, which means that everyone is shooting off guns because fireworks are for New Year's Eve, but gun celebrations are for the day before. So my whole neighborhood, like my neighbors were like popping off guns and my dog was like terrified. I'm like, no, this is funny because of what is currently going on.
Yeah. Mood. I also live in Yeeville. I kind of was thinking, I was looking at actually like the past Bim Bam mottos and I was thinking we were really negative about 2021, I feel like, last time. But, like, or, like, we were negative about 2020 in the motto. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're leaving negativity behind. We are going forward. We're forgetting 2020. We don't know her. We need positivity for the future. So that's kind of where I was going with my thoughts. So yes. I said, 2020 lunge, work it out.
And then I said, we were still on Yeeville. I said, 2020, yee, hun. But that didn't have anything going with it.
I said 20, 20. Listen to each other.
I said 20, 20. Pay attention to me, but only when I say so. 2020 gone. Get moving.
Yeah, because we're trying to both move in 2021. So get moving.
And then finally, we started.
The one the right we direction. Settled on. This is the official one. If you don't like it, don't tell us. This is the official motto of Retweet This for 2021. Emily?
2020 John, it's pizza time.
2020 John, it's pizza time. And my thought was that after this past year, we deserve a pizza party.
We do.
Who better to deliver the pizza party than Pizza John?
Absolutely.
So Pizzamas, perhaps retweet this Pizzamas merch. They should include us in the merch design. That's all I'm saying.
I'm here for it.
They block us.
It's going to be a Snapchat edit on a shirt.
Honestly, with pizza, they probably let us do it.
Like 2020 John, it's pizza time. And we just have like...
It's just our clown picture. John's
face is the O and John, and the rest of it is just us.
No, it's Pizza John with a clown nose. Oh, geez. We're feeling optimistic about 2020, or at least we're pretending to for this podcast.
About 2021.
I mean, yeah, we don't feel optimistic about 2020 at all.
It doesn't matter how we feel about 2020. It's over.
It's time to repress. Thanks for listening. This was an odd one. We're odd, if you like that.
Pretty much. We're going to be going back to normal next week. So send us all your viral moments of joy, your favorite tweets you see with hashtag McDickles, McDicklez. Every time I have to spell D-I-C-K, I just get disappointed in myself. You can follow us on Twitter to see all of the memes and TikToks we were talking about at Retweet This Pod. And we are also on Patreon, patreon.com/retweetthis. We will resume Patreon shout outs and everything like that again next week.
Yeah, thanks to all the patrons. Next week, we'll actually start doing the tweets and stuff. This has just been a weird two holiday episodes in a row.
Pretty much.
So, we'll see you next week for a regular Retweet This. We know you've missed it a lot.
Sure. See y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Why is Jacob Sartorius trending?